the Lord Jesus. And how is your life? You can greet of your brethren. Wish them the best. Which come from God the Father. The Son and the Holy Spirit. Tell them thank you for coming.
To
move on to get the light of life. The light which is in the Word. We do something very valuable
to
in the gathering like this.
This
is something of high value.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Others will get to discover it. And they no more have time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And there is no more time. For on the other day, five virgins, when they raise up to go to buy oil from the petrol station, speak of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and they are no more working. Those are the synagogues.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In which we hear the word.
We
see the five foolish virgins who slept. And they didn't feel oil in their lamps. As they will wake up, and the world is gotten messed up.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Katonda.
We thank God.
You
help us gather every time.
I
want us to share of the word of wisdom, which concerns the five girls. Others say we've not gone to the journey of heavens. We shall get to it the next week. But we want to see this. The intention why we gather all the time. To be able to gather oil enough in the lamp.
You
get some reserved papers there. Study of those five girls today. They were 10 and the 5 were foolish. And the 5 were wise. Now we want to see these wise, what made them to be wise.
And
how were they able to gather the oil?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So it's
going to give us the word of wisdom.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We want to study of these 10 virgins. And the 5 were wise. And the 5 were foolish. The 5 who are wise, they gathered oil in their lamps. And the foolish, they gathered a little oil. Now in the sleeping moment, as they woke up, there was no more oil. Now we want to see, this is going to give us the reason why we gather every day. To sanctify the gathering, to prove we become the five virgins,
to sleep
when we have oil in our lamps. Gather and you wonder why
every
time we speak of studying.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's going to give us that reason. According to Matthew, he tells us this on those virgins. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 1.
Mubire ebyo obwakabaka obw'omuguru bulifaananyizibwa abawala ekkumi abaatwala etabaaza zaabwe ne bagenda okusisinkana n'awasa omugole olwokubiri. Naye bannaabwe abataano baali basirusiru n'abataano be baalina amagezi.
Nti mubire ebyo.
But in those days, which days do you think of the coming back of the Lord Jesus? Spoken of in verse 24.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nti mubire ebyo bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Those days, the kingdom of heaven, where we head on to territories in heaven, that how will it be appearing? That time, how will it differ? Those who enter and who never enter.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He said in those days the kingdom of heaven will appear like the 10 virgins.
They are
virgin 10 girls,
and
they have lamps. bagenda okusinkana omugole.
They go to meet the bridegroom.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Ngabwe tugenda okulabika nga tuwungira
okuwulira. I'm going to move on to here.
Naye ng'ekisinga okwewunyisa.
But what surprises most?
Akati abataano baali bagezi.
Now the five were wise.
Abataano nga basiru.
And the five they are foolish.
Naye twagala kwongera okufuuka okuzuula.
Move on to discover.
Lwaki olowooza abataano bano baali bagezi?
Why do you think the five were wise?
Why do you
think the five were foolish? Where does their foolishness begin from?
When
they all headed on to meet the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus, on the great day, coming back for a church without a spot nor wrinkle. Praise Jesus much.
Now
we want to move on and get this word of wisdom. The reason why we every day come for gatherings.
And
we want to become the five wise girls, those with oil in their lamps, reaching the coming back of Jesus, the chief bridegroom.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Now
the other five were also counted on church.
Surprising.
That also gathered a little oil.
We
were not able to be patient
through
the coming back of Jesus.
What
makes us the five wise? What causes their lamps to fill them with oil?
There
is nothing else where we find wisdom except in the word of God.
And
those who become wise, there are those who stand strong in the word of God. When we speak this, these who become wise.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I mean,
what makes them wise? And they can fill oil in the lamps.
Well,
they always get strengthened in the word every time. They're not tired of it. That's why Bible speaks. Basing in Jeremiah chapter
8.
Starting from verse 8 to 10. And it says this.
Jeremiah 8 verse 8. Ngogera mutia ntitulina amagezi. Namateka gamuka magali nafe. Na ye laba ekalamu eyobulimba ewandiise nti ekalamu eyobulimba yabawandiisi ewandiise bitali bya mazima olw'omwenda abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi bakengentererwa bawambiddwa laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama.
Yes, you have been praise Jesus much.
See,
they have rejected the word of God. And what wisdom is within them? These five wise girls, what made them wise? Believing the word of God. And in the word of God,
we
are going to see how they gathered oil through it, right from the Holy Spirit, in their lamps, and their spirits. Got filled of oil. Got filled of power from the Holy Spirit. That which can await till the bridegroom will be back. Surprises on the foolish girls. That they played in the word of God. And they didn't let their hearts
release.
And they became foolish.
If
they rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within them? Those are what he said. That a foolish has said God is not there.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
What
moves make these five foolish girls always rejecting the word of God
and
never laying their hearts to it?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus
much.
When God speaks with us in Hebrews 10
25
he says this.
The issue
of the five foolish girls, what made them foolish? Rejecting coming for fellowship. Even others coming for fellowship,
yet
didn't lay their hearts to the word of God and they moved on become foolish. Let's read and we hear
Hebrews
10:25.
Obutalekanga kukungana wamu ngabalala bobayisa nayenga tubuulirira era nga tweyongeranga okukola ebyo bwe tutyo Ngabwe mulaba olunaku luli ngaluna atero kutuuka.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus much.
Nti obutalekanga yo kukungana.
Not to forsake the fellowship.
Naddala nga tulaba olunaku luli eri olwawula abawala abasiru n'abagezi.
The day which separates the foolish and the wise girls.
Nga lugenda maso n'okusembera.
Moves on to draw close.
Obutalekanga yo kukungana.
Never fail seeking the fellowship.
Naddala nga tulaba.
Mostly when we see
olunaku luli luli.
That day.
Olwawula abawala abasiru.
Which separates the foolish girls.
N'abagezi.
And the wise.
Nga luna lutera okujjirira lutuula.
Drawing close.
Kubanga bye biro ebizibu ennyo.
Those are the evil days.
Abantu lwe baliko okukungaana n'ekigendererwa ekikulu.
People will forsake fellowshipping with a major intention.
Ekigendererwa ky'okufuuka abagezi.
The intention of becoming wise.
Ekigendererwa.
The intention.
Eky'okujjuza mutabaaza zaabwe amafuta.
Filling oil in their lamps.
Omwoyo gwabwe okujjuzibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Their spirit will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus Christ.
Abawala abataano abagezi.
Five wise girls.
Ekibafuula abagezi.
What makes them wise?
Era ekibayamba.
It what helps them.
Mutabaaza zaabwe.
Their lamps.
Emyoyo gyabwe.
Their spirits.
Okujjuza zibwa amafuta
be filled of oil
kwe kusayo moyo ku kigambo kya Katonda era nga tebaleka kukungana
don't forsake fellowship
ne nsonga nga bajimanyi lwaki bakungana
the reason why they come for fellowship
yes you have been
praise Jesus
wabula abawala abatano abasiru
the five foolish girls
bo ekibafuula abasiru
what makes them foolish
okukungana bakutwala si nsonga
forget fellowship as not
mbazi
and
era nabamu bagezaako okukungana
others come for fellowship
nga tebasayo moyo ku kigambo kya Katonda
let their heart to the word of God
alondobalondobamu ekyo kinkolera kino tekinkolera
what works for them and leave out the rest
kubanga bwoba okungana
or if you come for
fellowship
you must have a reason
nga Katonda bwagirina
as good holds it
yes you have
praise Jesus
omanyi Katonda ababayogera nafe
when God speaks with us
bakolise kisoka 14
first Corinthians 14
olunyoba 25 okufira
25 down
agamba bwati
he says this
bakolinso ekisoka sura ya 14 Nolinyi olwabiri mu ettaano.
First Corinthians 14 from verse 25.
Ebyama eby'omutima gwe birabisibwa. Era bw'atyo alivunama amaaso n'asinza Katonda ngayogera nga Katonda ali mumwe ddala. Abiri mu mukaaga. Kale kiri kitya abooluganda. Bwe mukungana buli alina oluyimba alina okuyigiriza
olira bulungi
you hear well
kale kiri kiti abooluganda
how is it brethren
bwe mukungana
when you come for fellowship
atugira kusaidi abawala abagezi
of the size of the wise girls
yes you have
praise Jesus much
banga abawala bali 10
for the girls are 10
abagenda okwawulibwa ku lunaku lwa mukama waffe
those who separated on the day of the Lord Jesus
lunaku lw'embaga luno
the day of the wedding
abatano bagenda kuba bagezi
the five will be wise
abatano nga basiru
and the five will be foolish
abatano ekibafuula abagezi
what makes the five wise
kusayo moyo ku kigambo kya Katonda
laying their hearts to the word of God
obutalekanga yo kukungana
not forsaking the fellowship
n'okukungana kuno nga kulina ekigendererwa
this fellowship they hold an intention in it
abatano ekibafuula abasiru
what makes the five foolish
abamu tebasayo tebakunganira ddala
others don't totally come for fellowship
abalala
others
bakungana
when they come for fellowship
basayo moyo ku kigambo kya Katonda
don't lay their hearts to the word of God
yes you have been
praise Jesus
amen
era tebamera na kigendererwa
hold no motive for
singa ko okulya no okunywa
beyond eating and drinking
wanga basinga bakunganira bya magero
others gather for miracles
ne isirwa magezi
but not for wisdom
yes you have been
praise Jesus much
akati tebelijamu
now imagine
agambe kiri kiti abo Luganda
how is it brethren when you come for gathering
agambe nti alinachi abatudide mu rwabiri mu mukaga
let's repeat verse 26
bakolise kisoka 14
Corinthians 14
mu rwabiri mu mukaga
verse 26
kale kiri kitya abooluganda bwe mukungana buli muntu alina oluyimba alina okuyigiriza
buli muntu alina oluyimba
everyone with a song
alina okuyigiriza
he rather has an instruction a teaching
yes you have
praise Jesus
tikiza butukungana
when we gather
alina oluyimba
everyone with a song
alina okubanga lujjudda amagezi agali mu kigambo
wisdom in the word
nga futuli bawala batano
we find us who are wise
tukunganye n'ensonga y'okwongera amagezi
wisdom of gaining more wisdom
agali mu kigambo
which is in the word
kitegeeza amakulu mu kigambo ky'okukungana kwaffe
meaning in the word of a gathering
tulina ekigendererwa twagala okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda
hear the word of God.
We have our abagezi.
There will be a wise girl. Our lamb.
Yemeo jafu.
Those are our spirits.
Nabo tujio kunyonyoka.
As we shall explain.
Zijuzibwe amafuta akava ku moyo mutukufu.
Filled with anointing from the Holy Spirit.
Kitegezachi.
It means what?
Nabo tubatuba tukunganya.
When we've gathered.
Wadoleto oluyimba.
When you bring a song.
Urokusinza.
Of praise.
Urokutendereza.
Of worship.
Ulino kubanga rutuongera amagezi.
Must
add wisdom in us.
Yet
more be wise girls.
Beside
I speak to the choir.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That the songs,
there
must be in the word,
and
filled with wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Not to make us foolish girls.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Let me tell you, church in the world, I don't know whether they think of this motive
of
making us wise girls.
Abatano,
the five
abajuzibwa amafuta mutabaza zabo,
deal with oil in their lamps.
But
when we gathered,
we know kubanga aleto oluyimba,
one bringing a song, praise on the worship of the voices, even with those inventions of the bands and the others,
so
we all must add wisdom to us. Five wise girls oil in their lamps, those are their spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much he said, the one with the song,
First Corinthians 14:26. Kale kiri kitya abooluganda, bwe mukungana buli muntu alina oluyimba alino kuyigiriza.
Alino kuyigiriza.
The one with the teaching.
Kugamba bwe tuba tukunganya.
When we've gathered.
Olwe kigendero ekyo kufuka abawala abatano abagezi.
Of becoming the wise girls.
Okuva mbali abasiru.
To come from the foolish.
Abamu kubote bakungana.
Some of them don't gather.
Abale bakungana.
Others when they gather.
Tebasayo moyo ku kigambo.
They don't lay their hearts to the word.
Era tebagala kwongera ku magezi gaabwe.
Don't want to add on their wisdom.
Tabaza zaabwe.
Their lamps.
Tezijuzibwa mafuta.
Don't be filled of oil.
Na ifu bwe tukungana.
When we gather.
Omuntu yenna bwe yeroza.
And a person thinks.
Ngali ne
and they have a
teaching,
must add us wisdom in the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Become the five wise girls. To differ from the foolish.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. You
say, I have something to teach. Get wisdom from that word. Wisdom in the world.
And
not wisdom of the human beings. Just as we are to hear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What
make us wise. Another.
First Corinthians 14:26.
Something
is revealed to you.
Now,
we want to be revealed of things. We to the add wisdom to us. Don't want to become foolish girls. When Jesus will come back,
ten virgins,
they all had slept. Sleeping is to check from the body. But they woke up. But what surprises most, that when the five wise woke up and the lamps had oil, just as we shall explain ahead there, yet the foolish, as they woke up and
it's
nothing like oil in their lamps, those are their spirits.
He
speaks of them of human spirits and he calls it the lamp. Human spirit is a lamp.
God
uses to search out the parts of the heart.
We're
going to get explained of that. Now the problem which is, the one say is revealed. Revealed doesn't add wisdom in the word.
Every
time you are in a place and you are gathering, don't gain wisdom in the word or understanding or the counsel of God or power in the word.
No,
you are in a place making you a foolish girl, a foolish church. Those are the five foolish. They are churches in the world and they are foolish. Here we have religions. We have the wizards.
We
have the false salvation. All of these ones gathered. They have their false churches.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you're out there, they deceive you. But you're revealed. Not speaking in the wisdom in the word. Now you move on, become a foolish girl. Want to wake up on the day of the Lord. And the lamp has no oil. Their spirit holds no spirit of life. And you're not counted on the children of God. For you have no spirit of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. I hope you understand.
As
study of the 10 girls. How the kingdom of heaven appears.
As
5 virgin girls. Even the virgins shall speak of it. The 5 were wise. And the 5 were foolish.
Discover
why others were wise, others foolish.
Then
go on their lamps, see how they are filled with oil. And we
end
see why they say they were virgins. You know, you see, each one in their God where they worship, they are a virgin to their God.
But
to us, we virgins to Christ. For we've never moved with other men, the other gods, till he meets us. Even others in their religions, they are like that. That too we shall get explained. But it benefits nothing.
It not benefits you.
If you are a virgin to a foolish God. That you worship them alone.
They have
wisdom. They don't add understanding to you. Don't have wisdom in the world. Now look at this.
See,
the 5 when they've gathered. You would look to Revelation adding wisdom to them. Let someone tell you. Now you woman. Let me show you God reveals. You see the nicker you
are.
It is red. It adds what on a person.
Now,
let me tell you the word revelation that God shows you of what another is into. The
other
must have wisdom to people, wisdom in the words.
Amen.
Telling
us how another put on a red knicker.
It's a
human.
That
panty which has a doll, what do you put it on? That then
you
put us in real revelation. You reveal us panties. Let me tell you, church. Amazing things yet they happen on the world. And they move in what they think to be churches. Satan, that's what he calls revelation to him. To say, you woman,
the
boil on your private part. Now, don't speak it and you just pray
secretly.
And you say, I see woman. There's a sickness you have.
But
God say, come, we pray, it is healed.
You speak
just.
Give
us in the way without wisdom of the word. You know religions. They already got everyone meant to be a foolish girl. Nothing like wisdom in the word added to them. Even in salvation it seemeth we've remained a few. Who move on to become wise girls. Yet most have totally become foolish.
Though
they have gotten foolish. Even a pastor begins to stand with a woman and they ask, who do you desire here in the congregation? And she says, pastor, I desire you. Where do you get strength except foolishness? When you get strength, tell the pastor you desire him.
He
is foolish, he is desiring it himself.
So
he first asked you, would you desire in this congregation?
Now,
pastor, do you have any understanding to ask that? The one with the revelation?
Bakorinso, 11:14.
First Corinthians 14 verse 26.
Alino lulimi.
Anyone with the tongue revealed to them?
I
was there, I had a word. But it was in Hebrew. Yet it meant this. And it means, my father, my father, why have thou forsaken me? I had it as I moved. And when I opened the Bible, the verse given me, and it means, father, father, why have thou forsaken me? Or it was in Chinese. But
to give
a verse, it meaning, giving its meaning. I asked it to the Chinese and they interpreted it right. You know, things of church, they are so amazing. You know, most become just foolish girls. And a few become wise. And give themselves to the word of God. Most when we gather like here, most we come with a prayer request. And we see the major issue. We would have needed God to work on us.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Work
on us for becoming that troubles. It was his purpose why you come for gatherings. You came for healing. He wants to give you the word.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. If you're clapping, you know, here we don't tell you clap your hands.
Yes,
we
have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
These 10 virgins and the 5 wise, the 5 are foolish. What makes the 5 wise? They have laid their heart to the word of God. And they don't forsake the fellowship. But when they come for fellowship,
I know
the one with the song,
I know
with the teaching,
I know
with the revelation,
I know
the one with the tongue.
It
all must bring wisdom, which is in the word.
First
Corinthians 14:26. Everyone with an instruction.
Something
what us understand. Teach it to us in scriptures.
And
say, now, brethren,
it's
the word I hear and the word trouble people.
And
as I was there, God gave me scriptures of it. Scripture brought light of understanding. For example, people are Jew of these creations. They want to eat and not to eat. God revealed me a reason why he told the Israelites that
they
shouldn't eat this or the other.
For
God brought his reason. Genesis created his things good. Genesis 1, 30-31. God created all things. So they're all good. And he blessed them. We want to ask, did God create something unclean? I want to bring understanding. You think God created something unclean? That no. So they're all good.
Now
what caused? He told the others,
what,
don't chew cut, don't eat them. What? Don't separate the hoofs. Don't eat them. What caused it? Genesis 1, 30-31.
He
created all things.
So
they are all good. And he blessed them. When did they become bad? Which are not perfected? We move on. Genesis 9. Starting from verse 4.
1-4.
He told Noah, everything with life, let it be eaten in your way, except the meat and its blood, for it's this life. What caused it? Ahead there, in Leviticus 11, it says, what don't you cut? Don't eat them. Don't separate wolves. Don't eat them. God meant,
he
told the Israelites that
because
they were in Egypt,
and the
gods of Egypt didn't accept to eat them and involve the pig.
What is that?
That
in the Exodus,
Musa,
Moses, Exodus.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus.
Musa,
Moses. When we went before Pharaoh,
yeah, mugamba, so can't
sacrifice to the Egyptians,
they will
stone us and kill us,
yet
give it to God whatever we want,
yet
to you it's detestable. That's where it came in Leviticus
11
to tell them what don't what separate those with hoofs which don't chew cut, do not eat
them,
for they are detestable to you.
For
detestable to them, not to God. All things he saw, they are good. Now
he
began to bring a word of understanding to us.
I've
not finished
explaining.
We have much to explain. Church, let me tell you, we need to come more for fellowship.
We need to
become five wise girls. We have oil in our lamps. Those are our spirits.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
We
have a reason for coming for fellowship from our Creator. First, let the reason why we come. Why we came.
No,
we have our reasons why we come.
God has his reason
why we come for gatherings. As an understanding,
anyone
can bring something to us to understand as God is what is.
He is
an evangelist.
Something
wants to
teach us.
He wants to teach us in the world.
Till
he brings understanding to us. You are a prophet.
What
prophecy bring understanding?
Just are
coming for fellowship just.
For
we fellowship become wise girls, and we fill oil in us, and we become a gathering which is sanctified. Virgin girls.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So every
now those words.
He said,
when we come, the one with the song,
it
must be of wisdom.
It
brings wisdom and understanding. The one with what to teach. The one with the revelation.
I know
the one with the tongue.
I know
the one with an understanding to bring to us. Bring us become wise girls.
First Corinthians 14:26.
Let all
be done for building up the church. Me and you. You move on, become a wise girl.
The
church which is wise.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So now
the five foolish girls, when they gather, they don't think of the things.
So
they have no motive for their gatherings right from God. Except their own motives. Others don't even come for fellowship. The fellowship of the five foolish girls totally involves religious people, involves the sorcerers, involves the false salvation.
That's
the group of the five foolish girls.
If you
still don't grow more in the word,
get
understanding in the word.
No,
when our God said,
he said,
but when you come for
gatherings,
accept my teaching
so
and not silver.
The
problem we have as church,
we don't
want God to teach us things.
We tell
God what's brought us.
Our
gold is what brought us. Give us and we go. The problem is right there. The five girls who are wise,
they
accept the teaching of God and they will be wise.
Proverbs 8.
Where are you to fall? You want to be in the five wise or the foolish?
oyagala kubera side.
You want to be which side? Proverbs 8 verse 10.
Katusome.
Engero esule yomunana olinyore 10.
Proverbs chapter 8 verses 10.
Mukirize okuyigiza kwange so si feza. No kumanya okukira zambu enonde. Kumi na lumu. Kubanga amagezi gasinga amayinja amatu akaavu. N'ebintu byonna ebiyinzika okwegombebwa tebyenkanyakanyizibwa nago.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukirize okuyigirizibwa
kwa. Accept my teaching.
Mube na amagezi.
And have wisdom.
Era so si feza.
And not silver.
Kubanga amagezi
because wisdom
gasinga ebyobugagga byonna ebirowoozebwako.
Passes all treasures thought of.
Omanyika nkuwe twagala zaabu.
You know we want gold.
Twagala mayumba marungi.
What good houses.
N'ebiringa ebyo.
Even things like those.
Naye ye Katonda agamba.
But God says.
Ebyo byonna bijja kugwawo.
All those will pass away.
Naye ekigambo kye tekirigwawo.
But his word will not pass away.
Ekyo kyayagala tusigale nakyo paka ku lunaku oluli
eri. He wants us to remain with to the other day.
Amagezi agali mu kigambo.
Wisdom in the word.
Gayogeddeko mu Yeremiya.
Book of Jeremiah.
Isuri y'omunaana.
Chapter 8.
Olunyi olw'omwenda.
Verse 9.
Olw'omunaana mpaka olw'ekkumi.
Verse 8 to 10.
Ng'agamba obanga bagaanye ekigambo kyange.
If they have rejected my word.
Amagezi ekyagali mu
bo. What wisdom is in them.
Oyagala kubeera muwala omugezi.
Want to be a wise girl.
Ekkanisa engezi.
The church which is wise.
Bataanu bana abagezi.
These 5 wise.
Olina kulemera ku kigambo kya Katonda.
Must hold on the word of God.
Kubanga mutuma ogenda okujuzibwa amafuta mu ttabaaza.
Feel the oil in your lamp.
Mu mwoyo gwo.
In your spirit.
Osiŋŋaanibwe ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
On the Lord's day.
Ng'oli mu bawala abataanu abagezi.
The 5 wise girls.
Bajjuza mu ttabaaza zaabwe amafuta.
Feel the oil in their lamps.
Emyoyo gyabwe.
Grow their spirit.
Jjukira lwaki asinzira ng'akulemezaako nti sigala mu kigambo
kye. Why insist you remain in the word.
Mu maaso eringa nyonyoka agamba
ahead we get explained
ebigambo byembagamba gwe moyo
words I say their spirit
gwe bulamu
their life
ato moyo yakurukutanga amafuta
what flows as oil
eri ekigenda eri ekyetoolera ali n'ensonga lwaki akulemeza ku kigambo
reason why he holds you on his word
kubanga ebigambo byatugamba gwe moyo
what he say their spirit
ato moyo
and the spirit
yajuza mufa amafuta
what fills in us the oil
amen
Yesu yabazi
praise Jesus.
Omanyifu wetuba tukunganye fezo na tutabula.
When we gather gold confuses us.
Bintu bitwe taga mbufu.
We need.
Ili muntu ajasa mbufu wadena.
Someone comes with their colors.
Mbufu singa mvuga kuri mozini.
If I drive a limousine car.
Okay, because njaga doku wa limousine.
I want to give a limousine car.
So kukirizo kuhigirizibu akwa.
Accept my teaching.
Ube na amagezi.
And have wisdom.
Ube mba wana amagezi.
Be in the wise girls.
So to be to gagana
do not reject it.
Katonda tiyagana tuwa ya
constitute God will just give us things we need in the world.
Chantisa nyonti wetu kungana.
Expecting when we gather.
Kulina ensonge yabasinga tujirina.
That issue most we don't focus on it.
Manyik abasinga tuba tuluuza kangende.
You know, most think let me go.
Peyo.
I give.
Pay mwe be 10 na biwe bwa.
I give tithes and offerings.
Nyimbe mwa onsinze mumpulike ku mungu.
Praise I feel I've been there.
Mpulire ku modu ya Sunday
of the Sunday.
Abamba bagala modu ya Friday.
Others want the mood of Friday.
Atandiko kuyingira mujita weekend.
They begin to enter weekend.
Aganjaga kuba munyimba za gospel.
What will be the gospel songs?
Bere mu modu.
And I will be in the mood.
Niyo uliimbo lulu ulilo uligamochi.
That song you hear of what you learn from.
Uyongera magezi ku mutu.
What wisdom do you add on your head?
Umanyika lera. That's
how we have been disorganized. God let him put us in order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Most when we gather, when we see we gather much, most when you see days of the end, you have to fellowship much.
I
was totally reduced.
Yesonga lwaki tukungana okuba ku lwokubiri paka olwokutaano.
That's why we gather from Tuesday to Friday.
Ate ne tuddaano ku Sunday.
We come back on Sunday.
Ennaku ffe twazirengera dda.
We got and foresaw those days.
Gazake ndeya.
And they reduced.
Ne tuongeze ennaku z'okukungana.
And we increased days of gathering.
Wabula nga ziri balanced
bulungi. Yes, they are balanced well.
Genda okole.
Go work.
Tukutuka emisinde gya kukunganya amagezi.
Run, quick, come gather wisdom.
Kunganya amafuta mu ttabaaza.
Gather oil in the lamp.
Be waka.
Go home.
Kora byokora
do what you do
bikugwan denga magezi agali mu kigambo
you as wisdom in the world
ere nchaba ko chokora
wake up do something
ba ko byo byo yingiza ebina kugasambula mbona
and what benefits in the life
ne mukuereza katonda
serving god
ate
tanuro ukuda
and come back again.
Uongere ato kujuza amagezi agari mchigambo.
Not on filled wisdom in
Netabazanga the world. Amafuta.
Lamps are filled with oil. Those are our spirits.
Mugura mweringe yu mazima teku fevali.
Program like that is not favored us.
Amen.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But
there are those who have been saying these days would date their they may even increase more of the gatherings.
And we find
even Saturday and Monday we are here.
They are
not going to reduce, they will rather increase. Don't think of getting tired of the fellowship. Except you want to become a foolish girl. A church without wisdom. Don't gather without a rightful meaning and reason for it. Let me go
and you know,
take yourself the
always,
doesn't bless you. Let me reach you. The man of God will touch my head.
Kakati yeye kugamba mubuli zisure
yo kutana. Ecclesiastes 5.
Na agamba bwana.
He said this.
Atuve kulinyori shoka.
Let's come from verse 1.
Uje sule kutano, nuje soka.
Ecclesiastes 5 from verse 1.
Mubuli zisure yo kutano, nuje soka.
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1.
Okumange chigere cho, bugenda nga mu nyumba ya Katonda. Kubanga okusembera okuwulira kusingo kuwayo sadaka yaba siru siru.
You hear of well.
When we come
together as church of God
and
as the house of God,
you
be careful as you come.
Hear
the word of God.
It's
better
than
giving the sacrifice of a fool. Don't know they do not
foolish girls
of the church which don't are not clear.
They
say I'm going to give
and
these
who have
made money, they don't mind to come for fellowship. Stop troubling us. You know you are a foolish girl and
they
rather give offerings just
others
don't want to give tithe
and offering.
Even understand they don't want. Now you wonder what they want.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
A foolish give the sacrifice
and they
don't want to understand. They don't want to hear the words of God.
Now
wise church, that which draws near to here,
God
speaking to us and understanding
today,
adding unto us which wisdom, my
love,
my spirit,
what
level of oil is it adding on it?
I gain
wisdom
to it.
I gain more to be anointed. But foolish. Now that way you see. Now you find the church of the wise girls today. And you there find it. And they have come to hear the word of God. Doesn't speak of the things they want. If you want to see the madness, speak of their issues. They stand up, raise the chairs. And they yell.
And
they think you are with people who understand. The Luganda language says, if you want to understand a tin, which is empty, you see into the noise it makes.
We
don't abuse here. That is an example.
You
hallelujah,
shout
ask them what does it mean? And they say it says the cup is free. Does that mean hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cup is free. What does it mean?
It means
Jesus reigns.
I
don't know what it means, but the gospel cup is free. In which way? I don't want to know. Carry a head like on
that
fish. It's big alone on the fish.
Ngetemuli mafuta wa
there is no oil at all, but it's big head.
Ato wea ne mbutunga tu yagara kukakana kuhigirizimu.
Headed, you don't want to humble to be taught.
Orino wea ni kuangavu na.
You have like
a scripture.
As if you know the entire Bible.
Ngorino rugezi gezi
wea. You are wise king.
Oku kuwete geiro matwegua mwa rumu ya laisiru.
The head of a foolish
magezi.
Girl or a church without wisdom.
Kurekana.
Making noise.
You can tell them,
run around the city, you're going to
come to it.
And they don't ask, how are we to take it?
They begin to run.
That is the foolishness we speak of.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus.
Amen. Not
the reason why you have come for fellowship. We fight to become wise girls. The churches of the five wise. Why are they five? They end up the spirit of knowledge.
Where
we separate who serves God and who never
serves.
Where we separate who goes to eternal life. That we shall know it ahead.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, what grateful is right there? Foolish always they gather. If they try to come for fellowship, they want to be in the mode of worship. And that's what brought them. I'll be in the mood of praise. Another say, you see, me praise doesn't strike me. Are you mad to what level then? Strike you or to praise the Lord? You know, I love moods of worship. Are you worshiping yourself? Or the one you worship loves that?
There
are people who praise. They are in the mood and they are jumping up and down. When they
worship,
they are like a tree, a pole of the electric pole like that. What strikes are not what not strikes.
You
call it cocaine?
You
and you are in their mood.
What
is upon you?
Moving
around outside.
They come
in mood of praise. They are moving around like that.
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. They
will not make us wise.
When
you find another minister who is another apostle. Me, I want an apostle.
Every day
what brings you here is apostle of the word of God.
When you
another preacher, you say,
it's
not apostle.
Me,
I'm not in the mood today. You find
the
writing snakes, zigzag things. Not. I pass you and I see you. You don't mind. Organize the work. That's Pastor Muchibi preaching. I've written the scripture. Lord, I've not seen it. I'm waiting apostle to arrive. Now you have a problem. Let's repeat Ecclesiastes 5. Ecclesiastes 5 verses 1.
Okumanga ekigere kyo bugendanga mu nyumba ya Katonda. Kubanga okusembera okuwulira kusinga okuwaayo saddaaka eyabasirusiru. Kubanga tebamanyi nga bakola bubi.
Kakati owaayo netuganya.
Now you give yes.
Nga tozze kuwulira magezi agali mu kigambo.
Don't come to hear wisdom in the world. You see you are a foolish girl.
Mbu
oyagala kuwaayo
that you want to give.
Kitufu kuwaayo kiragiro.
Good to give, it's a command.
Naye Bible yegamba.
But Bible says,
ntiawayo sadaku yokuwebaja.
You give the thanksgiving offering.
Agulumiza
Katonda. It glorifies God.
Naye alirongo chovurudi amakubo.
He aligns their way.
Olwalira goborokozi.
He will show them the salvation.
Uroza chikusonge.
What do you think of that?
Wanga tuloweza ndio kuwayo kuja kuisa.
Don't you think your giving will make you get salvation?
No.
You have to give.
Atinga burongo sha makubo.
Then you align your ways.
Zaburi yetu.
That is Psalms 39.
Let's read
Psalms 50.
Zaburi esula ya 5 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu olwo. Zaburi esula ya 5
abiri mu 3
olunyiriri wabiri mu 3.
Psalms 50 verse 23.
Buli ampasaddaka eyokwebaza angulumiza. Naye alongoosa obulungi ekkubo lye. Ndi mulaga obulokozi bwa Katonda.
If you
give a thanksgiving offering,
yes.
You glorify Jesus.
Gives
you oxygen, you breathe, you pay for it. The sunshine free, the rainfall, the water you get in the streams, he grows the food.
When
you give sacrifice, tithe, and offerings, you glorify him.
You
don't align your ways. I prove you know
something.
People reach church.
As
long as every week I give 40 millions. It means God sees me. Though I don't go for
fellowship.
Now, what? Knowledge is for what? Wisdom for what? I'm rich already.
When
end of month giving, I give 50 millions. And God knows me for that. I have to enter heaven. You're joking. If you don't align your ways, you will not enter heaven. You
will
be the foolish virgins. Surprised of God.
So, no,
I was the most giving. I gave you oxygen. When he speaks Matthew 26, you leave the major issues. You
leave
to give in tithe and offering. And you leave out mercy, justice, and the faith. It comes from hearing the word of God. And you are in giving. Yet the others will
not
give, will not left out.
When
he spoke those words,
you
will not become wise girls.
Those who learn
hearts the word of God, filled of oil in the word,
they
are lambs. They will have oil on his day.
No
profit even if you are given out. Now be wake up. Work.
I don't want
to waste your time giving
if
you don't get salvation. What does it profit?
What
giving, no matter what, God
says,
take me to give you oxygen to breathe.
Even
the rainfall,
even
the sunshine I gave, even the food I
brought.
Thank you for giving to thank me. But you know what? You are a foolish girl. Think of my words. Even lay hard on
me.
Think of aligning yourself. Go from here. Lord, known you. Lord, why? You didn't do what I want. That's why I think much. You think Jesus was speaking parables. The word parable means words of wisdom and understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now think of those issues. We gather every day here. Another came God minding that they are not in the mood. You'll be in the mood to win in hell.
No, when they beat you in
the mood of wanting the word to heal you, it's not coming. You ask it to Adam in Psalms
119. Send
your
word. Save me.
But I feel agony.
Chigambo yali yajadamuzibo
wetabo came of the world
kati omugana.
Now you reject him.
Oluina byoliko byoroze
ebyo. You up to thinking other things of yours.
Kakati erife
now to us
abakiriza
who believe
era abagala okubeera abawala abatano abagezi
the five wise girls
uli nokusayo omoyo eri amagezi agali mu chigambo.
Must lay our hearts for the wisdom in the word.
Oyo ye Kristo,
that is the Christ. For he says,
Abayudaya,
the Jews,
banonya ubonero,
they thought for miracles and signs.
Naye abamawanga bali banonya magezi.
But Gentiles thought for wisdom.
Naye erifu abakiriza.
But to us who believe,
obanga Abayudaya,
whether Jew,
obanga banamawanga,
whether Gentile,
Kristo ge magezi ga
Christ is the wisdom of God.
Kakati chisingo kwe wise kanisa uruwale.
Praises church today. They are like Jews.
Banonya ubonero.
They seek for miracles and signs.
Ahora cha magereshi.
Which miracle? No one seeks wisdom in the word. Most now focus to miracles. Those are Jews of this age.
Will
you become a wise guy? Let me tell you something. Why do you think we've not fronted sick miracles? Yet we are always in them here. Because it's food to children. And we are in the household of the Father. He's meant to give us. Wants to give wise children. Look here. We think when you reach heaven, you will need which miracle there? Who will be a lamb in heaven? Who will want to make the walking? Who will be sick there? Who want to be prayed for healing? All those will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away.
Amen.
The sick will pass away.
Everything
will pass away. Even heaven will pass away. But what will never is the word. That's why it's
saying
Matthew 7, 21 to down. Not everyone speaking Lord.
Lord
will enter the kingdom of heaven.
For many
will come say,
Mukama,
Lord,
we
preached in your name.
Which
gospel which did hold wisdom.
Demons.
Dead. Lord, we walked the lamb. Live from
here.
Never known you. That was finished. Now bring the lamb you prayed for here. You be careful.
Miracles
we pray happen to people, but they will pass away. And not present that I worked miracles.
But
you had it in Matthew
7:21.
We worked miracles. Move from here. You worked miracles how? If it's working, it's me who did it. What did you do yourself? You didn't bring understanding in the world. Be careful. You may be the foolish girls if not careful. Churches withhold no wisdom at all. The day of the wedding,
and
Jesus comes, and you wake up, and where you sleep is very wild, and you slept
well.
Yet you were among born again seated. But you didn't think becoming a wise God and your love didn't think to feel oil in it. It's your spirit
to
feel the spirit of God. I get a car, I get a house. That's what we are in. Now
at
that time they will first finish away.
Mugenda kuleta arwadde kuzimba mu bitundu byekyama.
Bring those what boils in the privacy.
Ndi awonyezibwe byamagero
bikolebwa. Miracles be done.
All that will pass away. They will pass away. What are you going to speak of there? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He said the Jews, they are born again of today who perverted. We too, we are born again. When you hear us speak of them, you may think we are not. But we are different from them. Is it not that?
Wow.
You know Jews, people had Bible by then, they didn't want wisdom in it. Every prophet who came, they asked him for the sign. Don't want the wisdom they brought in the word. That's why Jesus accused them, saying, I sent you the wise men, even prophets, and stone them. And you tell them
what?
Even when Jesus came, they told him, what sign do you make for us? Words of life, ask for a sign he makes.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
These
signs were there.
God
started that they had fronted them. Wisdom in the word of what level? Which heals? And they don't lay heart to that. Bible says they appeared a wise man in the world to save the world. That they did mind his word. They minded where a miracles.
Bakolinso ekisoka esule soka no linyirwa biri mu biri.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 22.
Kubanga abayudaya basaba obonero. Naba yonani banonya amagezi.
Akati ekizibu ekiriwo.
Problem which is
abayudaya,
the Jews,
ebali abalinga abalukole
berende. Born again of today.
Nebo bakubuzanga kimu.
But they asked
obonero chikokola.
What sign do you make for us?
Cha magero chi.
What miracle? Gentile fought for wisdom. In Gentiles, out of them came the wise men. The three wise men. Three. The three wise men. Matthew 2. They sought for wisdom.
Others
were in the style, in sky looking.
As
the star of wisdom.
For
wisdom is the Christ, the word of God. Jews did mind it. As they birthed wisdom of the world, our Lord Jesus, they were in miracles looking for them. And they fought for signs.
What
made you in that
world
of prophets looking for signs? Look for the word of God. The rest will be added to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You know, you've fallen into traps. Traps of false prophets.
But what
troubles you looking for signs? The word of God. Yes, what you sought for
would have
covered rightful miracles which have no sorrow attached, which have no conditions attached. Problem, you wanted the wrong things. Satan moved with them. Miracles. But you are children of God. But you love sweets much. That is food for children.
No muchere.
Even rice.
Hmm.
He said, okay. The children of God corrupted. He came moving slow. Let me see. They yearn for what?
Sweetie.
Sweet.
Mokama. Lord. Mere yabana.
Give me sweet. Give me rice.
He went fake.
Made fake rice.
He
put in poison in it.
Narunga.
He mixed it. He brought.
Get you.
And it strips you down. Children of God are corrupted. Even sweets may get a good.
amasanyalaze gagala kuba madia gakendedde
arabika wali ba connectinze ko. Maybe there are things that have connected on the line.
Tulira dalala otulinge system
we sit right there.
Yesu yabazi
praise Jesus.
Akati sitani yababala deal
banange. Now Satan plotted a deal.
Mwaga na amagezi ajuli mu kigambo.
Rejected wisdom in the world.
Okufuka bawala abagezi.
Become the wise guy.
Na bawuliranga mwayayanira nnyo ebyamagero.
Much for me. Good for children.
Atuba tudda munsi.
You come in the world.
Emere yabana atasuka sweet na mchere.
Food for children doesn't go beyond sweets and rice.
Nagena naye na abikora.
He too went.
Yayi yamanyu gonage kizikiza.
Made all powers of darkness.
Asubulukora ebyamagero.
That he can make miracles.
Abuze abana
that he converts children of God.
Yatusingana tukabana abazi.
Hold us crying tears.
Mukama
Lord.
Forishaye motoka
yeti late my car.
Did it.
Bring it Lord.
Umanyo bwana obusi.
You know foolish children.
Kakati nanga ngendo kufera
ba. I'm going to con these ones.
Bwayo noneka tebulooza kuchisinga echo.
They don't think beyond that.
Manyo mwana omtsirubana.
A foolish child.
Na yabanyire 10 kimu
mara. They used to 100 shillings enough.
Bogeza no mwe mitwale 5.
To get them 50,000 shillings.
Abatagitegera.
They don't understand it. They used to a coin.
Kali katonda waliye. Kuri bwatula mutufu nga tuli na level je tuli
kee. It's foolish level we are on.
Aga musoke munonyo bwa kala kwa
katonda. The kingdom of God.
In
readiness.
Birindi bongere.
The rest are out there.
Tukama
no.
Fuso kwa tuongereko.
First add us.
Kumbana.
Ukisingo
muendo che chiri.
Most valuable is which one?
I was standing with Achizuri and Yamana Bakatuna.
Covered children of God.
Bono Nese.
We are corrupted.
Bakabira Mere.
They cry for food.
But what did they eat?
Take to them eat when we put poison in it.
Gives you a
miracle. Upon amazing words.
Tells
you, see this anointing oil?
You
want to gain favor with the husband? When you reach in the bathroom, you get it out. You spray yourself. Corrupt you, foolish.
Akuwaka tamba na gaka na tamba.
He said this handkerchief.
Oyagaro kuganjeriyo mwa.
Gain favor the husband.
Kazizike emitwetwe.
Put it under the mattress.
Oli mwana wakatonda na ila byokora
bonna. What are things you're doing?
You were
in the precary of the devils.
You
salt, you squeezed salt. That you gain salt in yourself.
You carried
jerrycans of water. Miracles, food for children. No man want wisdom in the world. Become foolish girls. Let's repeat verse 22.
Bakolinso ekisoka esule esoka n'olinyi lwabiri mu bbiri.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22.
Kubanga abayudaaya basaba obubonero. N'abayonaani banonya amagezi. Abiri mu ssatu. Naye ffe tubulira Kristo eyakomererwa eri abayudaaya nkonge n'eri abamawanga busirusiru abiri munya naye eri abo abayite abayudaaya n'abayonaani Kristo maanyi ga Katonda era magezi ga Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kristo maanyi ga Katonda.
Christ is the power of God
era magezi ga
Katonda. And is the wisdom of God.
Uyo gutubulira kati
one we preach now
kigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God.
Bible imwogerako mu Yohana
14. Bible speaks of him John 1:14.
Ndi ayambalo mbi na jaje tu.
Clothed flesh came to us.
Niyebo yalita nama kwambala mbili
kwa jaje tu. Clothed flesh to come to us.
Yasoka kujja muzingo gwe kitabo gwa muandiki
gwa. In the scroll written of him.
Era bubu yagala amagezi
wufu Kristo
wadda.
The real Christ.
Oina kusoma byawandi.
You have to read scriptures.
Bosoma Yohana 14
gamba bwa. John 1:14 says this.
Yohana sura soka no lunyoro 14.
John 1:14.
Kigambo nafuka omubiri nabera ko jetuli nitulabe ekitiibwa kye ekitiibwa ngekyoyo yazalibwa omu yekka kitaffe ngajjudde ekisa n'amazima
kigambo yafuuka omubiri
what clothed flesh
mukama waffe
the Lord Jesus Christ
naye ngajjukira ye magezi ga Katonda
remember is the wisdom of God
kati ngatannafuuka mubiri kulabisibwa
gye tuli clothed flesh appear in the flesh
byonna ebyali bimuwandikire bimwogerwako nga kigambo
which was spoken of him was the word
ye Bible gye tuli
nakale this is the Bible we have here
mutunyonyokere ebya kitaffe
the experiences of the father of the Holy Spirit
mutonde muna mugune
kunsi all creations in the heavens and the earth
ebiganibwa okukolebwa n'ebitulagibwa okukolebwa
told to be done and commanded us to do
wano
here in the Bible
ekigambo kya Katonda Yesu
that's the word of the Lord Jesus
yajja muzingo gwe kitabo gwa muwandikibwako
written of him
era buli lwetu eyongera okubanga tujjuza
time we fail
tubikulibwa ekigambo tujjuza mufa amagezi agali mu kigambo
as wisdom in the word
tufuka bawali abawala abatano bagenda yo kunona
the five girls going to come back for
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
amen
tuvura mbibula ni yesu le 10
that's why hebrews 10
onyulwa mukaga pako le 10 agamba bwati
verse 10 he says this
Abibulania esule 10 olinyoro mukaga
Hebrews 10:6
Tewasime byokebwa ebiramba nebiwebwayo olwebibi olwomusanvu Nendyo kanjogera ntiraba nzize mu muzingo gwe kitabo ekyampandiikwako okukola byoyagala ai katonda
nti yajja mu muzingo gwe kitabo
came in the scroll of the book
gwa muwandikibwako
written of him
alioka kole kitafu byayaga
that he will do what the father wills
kati yesu ngana naba kujambuliwo
before he physically came
yashoka nasindi kabuli echimukwata
first sent whatever concerned
nati gambo cha katonda
as the word of god
ayogererawo kitafu
you speaks on the behalf of the father
aisiwa medobozi lyo moyo moto
kuru whom passes the voice of the holy spirit
eliyo butonde bona mugune kunsi
all creations in heavens and earth
kusobulo tegera
to be able to understand
yashoka najja muzingo gwe kitabo
first came in the scroll
nagata kono obujulirwa
join on all service this morning
nagata kone barua
join on the letter
tufuna bible
we got the bible
ekigambo kya katonda
that is the word of god
na yesu
and it's jesus
kono gotunonya
this is the one we seek for
ye magezi ka katonda
wisdom of god
era betukungana
when we come
to chetusoma kuye
everything we read of him
chogera kuye
it speaks of him
ne chitulagira kitafe
just as the father
tulagira moyo mtu
just as the holy spirit
mutonde bona mugune kunsi
all creations in heaven and earth
ebyaganibwa
what was refused to be done
nebili nokolebwa
even what's meant to be done
ebyaliwo
what was
nebiliwo
what is
nebigendo
okujja what is going to come
mutufunira amagezi
aga get wisdom in the world
tungiru fuka bora abagezi
become wise girls
nirutabira bali abahora abasi
don't be foolish girls
era mu kigambo kino
and in this world
tujuzibwa
we are filled of the oil
tabaza za fi
na walamu
mumiyo yafi
in our spirits
yesu ngarwachi yesu tani buyamanya anti bwechi bwechi na abi
why when said I knew it would be like that
tumune yongera mu kigambo cha
katonda you moving the word of god
gena fuka bora abagezi
become wise girls
mujuzibwa mutabaza za mwamafuta
fill oil in your lamps
na chisalako
he cut it off
nebachiretanga bachinyoddo
and they brought it twisted
ngachi kuchuku gamba bila
and it tells other
ne batola mune bongera
and subtracted added in it
bagendeero kutwala kubya magerembere ya
bana and they intend to shift us from miracles pool of children
era okusingane kanise kutegeza mu magezi agali mu kigambo
church which tells you
that marriage zange chani kwa chikuwe cha
bongera and a scripture give you a miracle it is rare it's not there even
era lazima awashoma amalizera
and
kutwala mawanga
takes you to nations
umalizera amageza agakiri muto gafunye wabulango ofunye mwanga gena mawanga
what in wisdom to take you to nations all
ebya hani kwe bitu twala mawanga nabye mwezi
take us to nations are there
kubanga yatuga mugene mu bulire gena mawanga
gona preach gospel to all nations
neto na marage mawanga ge Uganda yagara genda bwe
Uganda want to travel abroad
genda ko maonga ge busoga
go to busoga la nation
Ankole.
Go to Ankole Karamoja places
aga maonga waga mazeyo
those nations have you finished them
yes you have
praise Jesus
yagamba mu Yohane sura yo 5
he said in John 5
verse 39
yagamba
bwati
and he says this
Yohane sura yo 5 linyirwa 39
John 5 verse 39
munonya mubyawandikibwa kubanga mulowoza nti mubyo mulina obulamu obutagwaawo Nebyo bibitegeza ebyange.
Ebyani kwato birabyo nanga ebiri mu Bible.
Don't you see all scriptures as in the Bible?
Kama face yanyonyona mu Yohana 5:39.
John 5:39.
Ndi muno nyambia wa.
Are you seeking the scriptures?
Namuro zabiri kubwabyo bwe.
Think they are for their own.
Mbibawo bulabo.
That they give you life.
Nebyo byogera byange.
But they speak of mine.
Kati buliriza.
Now here.
Ebigambo bya Kristo bitandika okujja mu gwe.
Christ begin to come in you.
Atandika okubanga bifuula omwoyo.
Begins to make them spirit.
Abikujuza amafuta.
And they fill you with oil.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Okulaba kwagenda okulabira ku lunaku uliye.
When you see on the other day.
Oli muwala omugezi.
You are a wise girl.
Yogera mu Yohana 15:7.
John 15:7.
Nagamba bwati.
And he said this.
Yohana isura 15 noli nyiri olw'omusanvu.
John 15:7.
Bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe musabe nga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwanga.
Nti bwe mubeera mu nze.
If you abide in me.
N'ebigambo byange
biri mu nze. My words abide in you.
Musabe kyonna kye mwagala kinaabakolerwa.
All you need will be given you.
Ubuyagalo kakasanga oli mu Yesu.
Want to prove you on Jesus.
Bible yegera n'egamba.
Bible says.
Waliwo abeebakira mu Yesu.
There are those who slept in Jesus.
Nayo genda mwebakira mu.
But you're going to sleep in how?
Abeebakira mu Yesu.
Those who slept in Jesus.
Bebawala batano abagezi.
Five wise girls. Others slept in what? Or even the foolish two slept. But the wise slept in Jesus when they are in him. And his words are in them.
They expect
is there to enter us on the part of the oil. If you abide in me,
and
my words abide in you, ask all you need. Revelation says,
those
in Christ will be the first to come back.
He
slept in Christ how? Imagine.
Okay,
if you're going to sleep,
and
your body is going to get silent. How new proof? The
borders
and the silent have been in Jesus. I've slept in him. What we call death, okay. Those who slept in Jesus. The five foolish girls. I wonder where they slept in. They slept in Satan. The foolish girls.
And
words of Christ are not in them. Jesus begins on the issue of the five wise girls. And why is the word of God is the wisdom which holds the words of Christ. Why he calls it wisdom? There you begin to become a wise girl. Who is going to get the oil in your lamp?
He
speaks with that in John 6:63. He says this. John chapter 6 verse 63.
Omoyo gwe guleta obulamu. Ombiite guliko chegugasa. Ebigambo byembagambye gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu.
Ebigambo byatugamba.
The words he tells us.
Bitunonya mu amagezi.
Through which we seek wisdom.
Gwe mwoyo.
It's the spirit.
Gwe bulamu.
And it's the life.
Oyagale tabazayo omwoyo gugubere mu
mafuta. Your lamp, your oil to hold oil.
Oyina kuyongera mu kigambo kya
Katonda. Gain more in the word of God.
Ofuna amagezi agali mu kigambo.
Get wisdom in the word.
Ebigambo bino byoyongera ofuna.
What you get more?
Ebyo bulamu.
Of the life.
Oyongera kufuna mwoyo.
You gain more spirit.
You're
filled with spirit.
You're
filled with oil. Of the Holy Spirit. If you'll be sleeping. For this body when it sleeps.
You
can unclothe the body. Check out when your spirit is filled.
And you shine
like the stars in the sky. We shall see that.
Let me
briefly
speak about that.
Shall begin from there when we come back tomorrow. Those in Jesus, the five, how do they appear? And the lamps, their spirits.
He
speaks with us, Proverbs 27 says this. Proverbs 20:27.
Omoyo gw'omuntu yetabaza ya Mukama ekebera ebitundu ebitundu byonna ebyomutima ebyomunda.
Omoyo gw'omuntu,
the human spirit,
yetabaza ya
Mukama, is the lamp of the Lord,
ekebera ebitundu byonna ebyomutima,
which searches all the body parts.
Now the
five wise girls
who
had lamps with oil, the five
who
had lamps without oil,
those
are human spirits and the field of the Spirit of God.
Don't
read there and say the lamp.
They had
girls moving and they had lanterns moving with them and they have no oil. Not my friends.
We
speak of your spirit. Finish with Matthew, we shall begin from there.
Matthew 25,
where we began from.
Matthew 25, from
verse 1.
Mubire ebyo obwakabaka obw'omuguru bulifananyizibwa abawala ekkumi. Abaatwala etabaaza zaabwe ne bagenda okusisinkana anaawasa omugole olwokubiri. Naye bannaabwe abataano baali basirusiru n'abataano be baalina amagezi. Olwokusatu, kubanga basirusiru bwe baatwala etabaaza zaabwe ne bateetwalira mafuta. Olwokuna, naye abalina amagezi ne batwala mafuta mu macupa gaabwe wamu netabaza zaabwe.
Have you heard what is
abagezi,
the wise,
batwala mafuta mu macupa gaabwe ne mutabaza,
oil in their bottles and their lamps.
Omanyi ettaala,
you know the lamp
ne chupa,
it has a bottle,
siwe guli,
is it not that
ettaala kekana akaka waggulu?
The lantern is what shines up here.
The
bottle is where we put paraffin down here. That palm of the lantern. I think you'll understand that.
You know,
lantern, you call it lantern at once.
But
lantern is this
where
which puts the light up here is the lantern. Even it's that's which brings the light. But the bottle which holds oil is where you put that cloth to bring light in the paraffin.
Then
we shall bring a lantern.
Bring
that we understand this well. You know, a bottle in a human being, that's your body from heaven. And your spirit is a lantern cloth. Let's come back the other time. God bless
you.
Thank you for coming.